Well, good morning, everybody. I wanted to reflect, especially today, on our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and especially as his ministry and life kind of connect with divine mercy. You might remember that Pope John Paul II died also in the octave of Easter, just as Pope Francis did, and so for both of them, the Sunday after their deaths is divine mercy, and I think it's particularly appropriate. I was a seminarian in 2013 when Pope Francis was elected as the new pope, and I always remember that it was a Wednesday because I was at my ministry assignment, which was at a nursing home in Tell City, and I was visiting with patients and residents, and this nurse comes in and she says they have a new pope. There's a new pope. She knew that I was a seminarian from down the road, and I said, really? I said, who is it? And she said, well, his name is Habemus Papam, because that was the words that was on the bottom of the screen with his face. That means in Latin, we have a pope. And so I said, well, that's probably not his real name. But anyway, and then when we found out who he was, everybody was like, well, who was that? I mean, everybody's right now speculating who's going to be the new pope. And the first graders at St. Joe's School think that it's going to be me. And I said, well, hate to burst your bubble there, but everybody speculated, and nobody speculated that it would be Pope Francis. I mean, he was on nobody's radar or list, you know. And so I remember the day after, I mean, we seminarians were just a bunch of nerds, and we were sitting there watching all the things, and there was this interview the next day, and this person was saying, nobody expected you. You know, who are you? And his first, you know what he said? I am a sinner. And I will always remember that. He went that next day after he was elected, he went to pay his own hotel bill, remember that? And which was like, whoa. And then he went to visit St. Mary Major, where he's going to be buried. Next week in the bulletin, I'm going to have a little thing about the other popes that are buried there, one of whom was the pope that approved the Franciscan order, one of whom was the pope who canonized a whole bunch of the missionaries and figures that involved the Counter-Reformation. It's really appropriate. And one of them was Clement IX, who Pope Francis will be buried right next to. Pope Clement IX, when he was the pope, he spent 2 days every week hearing confessions in St. Peter's Basilica. And Pope Francis, remember, right after he became the pope, he started hearing confessions in St. Peter's. Well, first of all, he went in a public way and is like, whoa. And then he started, you know, like hearing their confessions and things. But I remember after he was named the pope, he said, in that same interview, they said, what's your dream for the church? He said, I want a poor church. Because only if we're poor and simple will we be rich. And I'll always remember that one. He told about how his grandma gave him a note that he carried in his breviary till the day that he died. And I have a copy of it in my breviary because I found it so beautiful. And his grandma, her name was Rosa, she wrote this. She said, to my dear grandchildren, to whom I have given the best of my heart, have a long and happy life. But if on some painful day, sickness or the loss of a loved one fills you with grief, remember that a sigh before the tabernacle, where the greatest and most august martyr resides, and to gaze at Mary at the foot of the cross, can make a drop of balm fall on the deepest and most painful wounds. And so he carried that note, handwritten from his grandma, in his breviary till the day that he died. And I remember him talking about that. And he did so many things in those early days, you know, and throughout his whole papacy. And so many of them are stories of just like mercy, you know, stories of incredible, just like love. One time he had a birthday celebration, and they said, what do you want for your birthday? And he says, I want you to invite 50 homeless men to have dinner with me. And so he did. That's how he spent his birthday a few years ago. Remember that the first Holy Thursday, I'll always remember that because it was so shortly after he was elected the Pope. And he decided that instead of having Mass in the Basilica, he was going to do it at a juvenile jail. And he washed the feet of these 12 youth, troubled youth. And they asked him, why did you do that? And he said, why them and not me? And I love, like, why them and not me? I could have been there, is what he is saying. And we can't judge them. We just have to love them. And there was this motorcade that was going by, and I just remember watching this video early on, and he was in the back of the Fiat or whatever, the Pope thing, and he stopped it, and he, because he saw this young man in a wheelchair off the side with his family, and he stopped the car, and he got out, and he embraced that boy and kissed his head, and just like these storied mercies. He called every single day, even until 2 days before he died. He called there's one Catholic parish in Gaza. One. And they're sheltering hundreds and hundreds of people who have nowhere else to go and feeding. And he called every single day. He called the priest there, Father Gabriel. The parish is called Holy Family. And he called them to pray with them and to see how it's going. He did that until 2 days before he died. I mean, all these just like these storied mercies. He taught me, and I think all of us, maybe the whole world, to see the face of Jesus in every person, like literally, like in every person, but especially the poor and the sick and the downtrodden and those who have been beat up by life, the migrant, the refugee, the unborn, that we are to see the face of Jesus in literally every single person and reverence Jesus there, which is the gospel, you know. But boy, was it beautiful to have our spiritual father showing us in the whole, like, this is what Jesus means by sort of living it out. Today is Divine Mercy Sunday, and as I said, it's very appropriate that the Pope would die right before this day. There's a lot of pieces with Divine Mercy. There's her diary, St. Faustina, her diary. There's the novena going up to it. There's the chaplet of Divine Mercy. There's the beautiful image the words, I trust in you. And I'll always remember when he used those words in 2020. Remember that Easter where everybody was home and the COVID thing, and Pope Francis from St. Peter's Square gave an Ubi et Orbi address to console the world. He said, where the boat is rocking, Jesus, I trust in you. There's the image of Divine Mercy and all these things, the indulgence, which if you attend to Holy Mass today and confession today or within 21 days, and there's the thing at 3 o'clock today where we will be here. There's a full indulgence, which is written about in number 699 in the diary. But the one that I was thinking most about is diary number 163. And St. Faustina says, I want to be completely transformed into your mercy, O Lord. May the greatest of all divine attributes, that of your unfathomable mercy, pass through my heart and soul to my neighbor. Help me, O Lord, that my eyes may be merciful so that I may never judge others from appearances, but look into their souls. Help me that my ears may be merciful so that I may give heed to my neighbor's needs and not be indifferent to their pains and moanings. Help me, O Lord, that my tongue may be merciful so that I should never speak negatively of my neighbor, but offer a word of comfort and forgiveness. Help me, O Lord, that my hands may be merciful and filled with good deeds so that I may do only good for my neighbors. Help me that my feet may be merciful, so that I may hurry to assist my neighbor, even if I'm tired and weary. Help me, O Lord, that my heart may be merciful, so that I myself may feel all the sufferings of my neighbor. O Jesus, transform me into yourself. Transform me into mercy. And I just think that our late Holy Father showed us that in a beautiful way. I didn't always understand everything he did or said, but I tell you this, he's the only pope I've been a priest under, and he taught me the heart of our good Jesus. And you know his last words were? To thank his nurse for letting him go out and give a blessing on Easter. And you see this divine mercy image, Jesus is walking towards, you know, towards the person who's looking at this image, and he's giving a blessing. And that's what our wonderful Pope was doing a week ago today. So we pray for his repose, and we pray that we will be more kind-hearted and merciful, following not just his example, but that of Jesus himself. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.